You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Bart Scott, we always call this, what do we call this hour?
The Bauer OG Hour.
Yes, it is. And we'll tell you why in a second. But is the weather looking nasty? Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades use advanced technology to hug your windshield to channel away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly and drive confidently. Upgrade to Michelin wiper blades at Walmart. So on the Goodyear hotline right now, what more power could we bring to the show than Tracy Morgan, who joins us right now? Tracy, what's going on, man? What was Wednesday night like at the Garden?
It was on the – how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Wednesday night. At Madison Square Garden, the garden was on fire.
It felt like a playoff game. So
It was the first game of the season, and everybody was in attendance. And when you have Spike Lee back on the sidelines, that means New York pride is back.
Are you
running up and down the sideline? New York pride is back.
Are you feeling that about this team? I mean, you have been a guy. Like a lot of times, Celebrity Row.
We were way ahead of schedule last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were way ahead of schedule. No way in the world we would be there. We were in the playoffs.
But
they gave us a great season last year. Help was on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Help was on the way.
So now that help is Fournier and Kemba Walker. Is this a team that you can really get behind? What's the expectations?
And I ain't talking about no guns. We have shooters. We have shooters. Okay, that was a great game, and it just set the tone for the season and lets us know who we are and where we at. It's about identity, okay? This is our identity. We don't play, okay? And when you go double overtime and it's a shootout at the OK Corral. It was a shootout.
It was crazy.
Double overtime, and mm-hmm. I told my man, he was taking the ball out for Taylor's home, yo, this is boiling down to who wanted more. If you want it, go get it. The Knicks went and got it.
Now I don't have court size seats.
Man, you were in the suite.
I was up. Don't act like that.
I'm saying up in the suites. Yeah.
But did Mitchell Robinson look as tired to you as he did to me when I was up there? It looked like Big Fella got to get that cardio up.
Don't criticize him yet. It's the first game of the season, and it's all good. We won. We're not going to judge nobody and how they look and all that. We're not going to do that. We're going to take the win, and then we're moving on.
We're talking with Tracy Morgan on the Goodyear Hotline.
Who wanted it more? Who wanted it more?
Hey, and against the Celtics.
We did.
Yes, yes. And that game, everybody was exhausted.
Who wanted more? We wanted it more. We went and got it, and that's New York.
So what are your expectations now for this season after everything we've been through over the last couple of years? What are your expectations for this year?
We competing. I'm not saying nothing. We competing. You come in the garden, you can get beat up, man. This is the garden. This is where Joe Frazier fought Muhammad Ali, man. We're not playing. This is Empire State. This is where the monkey fell off the building. This is where King Kong fell off the Empire State for the hair. He didn't do that in L.A. He did that here. Period. It's New York City. We ain't having it. We back. Like we never left. We back like we stole something. You guys are playing, man. They're playing hard. And I'm looking forward to the season.
And the identity that you talked
about the Knicks.
I know you do. I can hear the passion. I can see it. That identity you were talking about. It almost feels like when Tom Thibodeau took over as head coach and brought that kind of defensive mentality that we remember from the past teams that were good. Again, those teams we love from the 90s.
Let me tell you something, man. Great offense wins games. Defense wins championships. I'm going to leave it at that. We playing deep. When we turn up the D, can't nobody stop us when we turn up the D. You see what happened. Everybody seen it coming. First, second quarter, the defense was all right. And then we turned it up.
Especially then we turned it up.
And you see our D. You see Pistol. Yeah. And our team bought into his plan, and they stayed 2 hours in the gym after practice. Everybody. They won it. They're hungry.
Easy to root for a team like this. Easy to root for a team like this. Like, the Nets have all the stars, but the Knicks have
we don't care
the
about
grinders.
We don't care about none of that, man. We hustling. We don't care about that. When the ball is on the floor, everybody get on the floor.
Hey, Trace.
When the ball is on the floor, I want everybody on the floor. When the ball is up, everybody yell, crash. I want the boards crashed.
Hey, Tracy, I don't know if you
and
heard.
That's how they playing.
Hey, Tracy, I don't know if you heard the disrespect.
Like this. The Knicks is playing like lights out. That's what I seen on the court the first game.
Hey, Trace, I don't know if you have a response. I don't know if you have a response if you heard with, you know, we got the, in honor of the 75th season of the NBA, you know, we got our own 75, you know, greatest players list that came out. Patrick Ewing was on there, but a former NBA star had a problem with Patrick Ewing being on there, saying that maybe Dwight Howard should be there instead of Patrick Ewing. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN's on. What do you say to the fact that, you know, Patrick Ewing is on that list? Is it deserving?
I don't even got to refer to that. I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to let you answer that question.
Oh, I already did.
Patrick Ewing, Dwight Howard.
I mean, come on. I already did that.
Man.
Yeah.
That's Pat. I never wore Dwight Howard sneakers. I had on Patrick Ewing's that night. Patrick is the man, man.
Of course. And he also did it for a
lot
longer
than Dwight.
Dwight
Howard never played against Jordan. We were playing against Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Warrior. When you say warrior, you think Ewing. You don't think Dwight Howard.
Let me tell you something, man. You know what John Lennon called New York City? He called it Rome, being the center of the universe in New York City. This is the Knicks, man. We all gladiators here. You bring a chip here, you can sell all the Big Macs and Cadillacs you want after that, because Wall Street is right down the block.
Tracy Morgan joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Did you see the video that's been circulating on social media outside the Garden after the game with all the Knicks fans just going crazy like it was a – again, game one of the season, but a championship. And can you, like as you've been doing, like explain to people how it's just, when people say you guys are crazy, you guys, you make too much of it, you overblow
we needed
it.
That.
I say it's
this
different
New York
here.
City, We needed that. We needed that. The Knicks is everything in New York City, man. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Rangers. If you're a Nets fan, a Jets fan, all of that, you got low self-esteem.
You know, Bart played for the Jets, man.
Trace, you hit me right in the solar plexus.
I don't care. You should have came to New York. You should have came to the Giants.
They wouldn't put enough cheese on the taco, man. They was being cheap.
You should have came to the Giants. Your contract was right upstairs in the front office. You knew that.
I just needed 2 more million, man. You know...
We wouldn't have had a can't-wait moment, though.
I could have gave you that. Yeah. I got Walmart money. I could have gave you that.
You know, hey, man.
I would have gave you some Walmart money if you came over.
I'm trying to be an extra on the real OG, man.
On the OG? The last OG? Yeah. Not the real OG, but
the last OG. Season 4. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Why you want to be an extra? I can have you play something. It's all good.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
about. The last OG this season is going to be incredible. As a matter of fact, I got some of my actors. I got the actress standing right now. Probably 8 months. I got her standing right in my kitchen right now. You don't even watch the whole season.
You know what? What I really love about it is how
she did incredible work. She is gorgeous, and she did incredible work. How enough for the gorgeous women? And she is a professional. She did a great job, and she's going to see her work. And I'm looking forward to the season starting October 26th on TBS. Eastern.
I love how it looks like this season that you guys are really attacking some of the social issues that kind of face society.
Oh, my goodness. I think that the show is very relevant, and everything on the show is incredible. The writing is incredible. My writers are great.
Was it
a good job?
for you to get another fourth season and to be able to do that and everything that obviously we've all been through over the last year or so, because I believe it was over a year ago, right, when it was announced that there was going to be a season four. What did that mean to you that this show is having that success?
Yeah, to get a season four, coming from a show like 30 Rock where you get seven seasons,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get a season four, once you're over that hump, then you pretty much coasted. And it's going to get even better next year, next season. If there's a season five, we look forward.
I love it.
You know, how has Trey, the character, really evolved in this season opposed to, like, the first season when he was just getting his feet wet, fresh out? Because a lot of people can really identify with Trey trying to get a fresh start after making a mistake.
Well, you see Godfather? You seen The Godfather?
No doubt.
The first movie, The Godfather, was you learn what they did, what they did. You learned that they were gangsters. They were gangsters. The second movie, you were in the house. You mm-hmm. were in the family. You see Tessio wiping tomato sauce off the pan. Mm-hmm. And you're part of the family. Now, the third movie, people are partial to. Brian De Palma did it because he needed the money. But if you look at it, Michael died the way his father died in the tomato patch.
Right.
His daughter, when his daughter was killed on the steps, that was his brother Fredo coming back to visit him. You got to understand it. And it's the same thing like The Last OG. Now you're in the house. Now you're in the family.
And you...
Now you're in the family.
And
you're getting to know my mom, my daughter, my son.
Right. The character... The character's trying to do good now and to make a difference. And that,
season
of course...
five yeah. is going to be incredible. I already have the first episode already planned out. She's sitting right in front of me.
Damn. Already got season five.
Right in front of me. It's going to be incredible.
I love it how it's already.
Both of these actors are sitting right in front of me. It's going to be incredible.
What I love is something I can really relate to, having a daughter, when you think about starting to date.
The show is just happens to be Black and Latino actors and actresses. But what this show is about is about the struggle. It's about the struggle, okay? If you look at the show, you know it's about the struggle. I don't care if you Jeff Bezos and you owe Amazon. Everybody needs a reason to get out of bed in the morning. What's yours? And that's what the show is about. Why you get out of bed in the morning, man? For me, it's my kids. I don't know what it is for you.
But I'm
quite sure you could look at The Last OG and figure it out.
No doubt. Yeah.
No wow.
doubt. For me today, it's about seeing if the Knicks can go 2-0 as they play in Orlando tonight, Tracy. That's what
it's all
about
good.
Today.
We're going to play. We're going to compete.
All right.
I, too, want to tase my daughter's first boyfriend. I too, want to tase my daughter's first boyfriend. I'm looking forward to tasing him and choking him out. Let him know, you know, what it's all about.
He's going
to
choke it about.
Hey, we know you got to run. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes here, though. All the best. Good luck on the show. Continued success, obviously, with the show, and I'll see you at the Garden soon.
Yes, sir. I love you guys.
All right. Later. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Tracy Morgan, the great Tracy Morgan. The Last OG, October 26th, TBS, season four, man.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Built that. Like
I'm,
I said,
I'm
he
glad
was.
They brought it back.
But him being the main character, like for anybody that, you know, again, I mean, he's really funny, obviously. He's been through a lot in his life, of course, as well. But, and his Nick fandom is not like a put on. Like, he is diehard. He's there. He was there when they were terrible. Like, he was showing up, going to these games. But it's just a cool thing to see a guy that go from Martin, where he was a
hustle man,
occasional character, to 30 Rock, where he was one of the characters. He's now the main guy in a show that is now four seasons deep.
Yeah, man, he's controlling.
And he said
his
season five is already now being put together.
Put Hash,
it's a cool story.
Him and Tiffany Haddish, when he put her on and all that stuff, man, and just like you said, anybody can identify with, no matter what your color, creed, economic background. Like, what do you get up for? We all kind of strive and work our butts off for our kids and try and make it easier for them than it was for us.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I like I said, he's one of these guys, like when you meet him, he's genuine. I appreciate him, and I just love this passion.
He just gave me a job, too, so I'm going to hold him
Yeah,
up
and you're going to be now, I guess you're going to have to be a character now.
Yeah, yeah,
will it be Shallow Graves? Will that be?
Oh, yes.
You could be Shallow Graves, a wrestling character.
And I can follow him around. From all the things that he did, so I'm like the ghost of Christmas past. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving, and I was like Shallow Hal, where he got to right all his wrongs, so I got to take him to the upper room.
You know what? We're already storyboarding an episode that you can be on. Okay. I'm loving this already. All right, so we thank Tracy Morgan for joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Hey, tune into ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Let's grab some calls, Bart Scott. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729.
I'm going to cry in the corner.
3776.
You got low self esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
My feelings, Trace.
Yeah, and then he told you you should have gone to the Giants. Tim is in North Carolina. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How we doing, man?
Oh, good. I'm going to talk about the Astros and Red Sox. I want the Astros to win. I hate the Red Sox. I'm a big Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. I want Uncle Dusty Baker to win.
See, Uncle Dust. You know what I'm saying?
Uncle Dust.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, we were saying, like, it's almost like that's the only thing. It's the only thing
that makes you not hate the Astros. Like, oh, but Dusty's such a good guy.
But no, if I have to pick one, you just, right? You don't want to see Boston win.
Come on, Uncle Dusty, man. Let Uncle Dusty be good. He's an old man. Mm. Uncle Dusty be happy.
Before I go grab a couple of calls here, hit Tommy on Twitter said, you think Aaron Rodgers would pick Pittsburgh over Cleveland because of the brand? He said, which team has the title pieces? Which brand did the Bucs have for Tom Brady? The quarterback that wins the title in Cleveland will have the damn city named after him. Tommy, first of all, the damn city is named after LeBron. It always will be.
Yeah, and Jim Brown after that.
And Jim Brown. But never mind that. I understand it's been like they've never won a Super Bowl, so for Cleveland Browns fans, they've won. If you're Aaron Rodgers, think about it. Can you honestly, in your life, think that you would see. Now, Brady going to Tampa makes a lot of sense on many levels because of all the things about Tampa, including the weather.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron Rodgers going to Cleveland makes, like, there's nothing that you could tell me other than, well, they have a really good roster. But there's other teams that have really good rosters, too, and you can always put a roster together for them. Bart, come on.
Remember all the pieces that Brady went out and
Steelers
stumbled.
Or Cleveland, and he's going to Cleveland?
And he loves Mike Tomlin. He has a man crush.
Thank you.
On him.
Add that part to it. Then Bruce Arians being in Tampa. You don't think that had a little factor in there, too?
I don't know if Stefanski.
So I understand. Tommy's a big Browns fan. He's hoping for some miracle. Baker's clearly not, for him, the guy. But I'm sorry, man. I'm just being a realist. I don't see it. I do not see it.
Trey Baker to Green Bay?
I don't know. Mark is in New York. Mark. Mark, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
So I just wanted to talk about the Ben Simmons issue here. I just wanted to say, you know, I hear things being tossed around like he's got to man up, all that. Which I get, he played horrible last year. He's got a lot to prove to himself and to his team and to the city. But don't you think it's time that the NBA starts legitimizing mental health concerns just as much as they do with physical concerns?
I think they do.
They do.
The question is, people are wondering how legit this is as a mental health issue. You see what I'm saying? I think there's skepticism to this because of all the things that have led to this point. I said this earlier in the show, I'm not somebody that takes it lightly at all. Nobody here is giving you that whole old school man up kind of thing. All right, what we're saying, though, is because of all the stuff, like he wanted out of there. He tried to force his way out.
His back hurt.
His agent sent, you know, his agent was controlling this whole thing. I'll get you out of there. We'll force a trade. This is how you'll do it. Going scorch earth. The way he acted at practice, the way the team now responded to him, like, what are you doing? If this is now legit and he had a mea culpa and he apologized to everybody and said he was sorry, but he's dealing with something and he needs some help, that's one thing. But the way it sounds right now is this seems more like a convenient thing. It's convenient. Now, I mean, you know.
How do you strain your
back? That doesn't mean that it's not.
Right.
It's just that there's reason why some people are giving it that side eye like, oh, we're going to turn this into that now and make you a sympathetic figure. And that I don't blame on the kid. I blame that on his agent. Yeah. I blame that on Rich Paul and Clutch. This has been handled poorly from the very beginning by them. If this was a mental issue, if he is having trouble, if he is going through anxiety, whatever it is, that should have been made clear from the start instead of turning it into a fight that got ugly and made you look bad and made your client lose credibility with his teammates, with his coach, with his organization, and with the fans in that city.
That's 6 months of help that he could have been getting if you knew that there were a problem. It's your job as the agent to get your client the problem, the help that he needs so that he can be able to address the problem so that he can get back to what he loves to do. So don't give us that. It just seems super convenient. And, like, how do you hurt your back if you ain't even participating in drills? How the hell does a 25-year-old hurt his back when he ain't even participating in drills?
You don't know all the details, certainly.
Back is once again a thing that you can't judge or see on an x-ray.
Now, remember, here's Jason Kelsey, who plays for the Eagles, who understands what it's like to win in Philadelphia, also be challenged by fans in Philadelphia. He said this yesterday, kind of off the cuff, about Ben Simmons.
You write your own narrative. You know, what's going on? I don't want to crush any other player. What's going on with the 76ers, Ben Simmons, stuff like that? All that is because of a lack of accountability, a lack of owning up to mistakes, and a lack of correcting things. If all that got corrected, if you're fixing free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. So you can, everybody can complain about, you know, how tough this city is to play in. Just play better, man. The city will love you.
It's amazing. In some of these cities, especially the most passionate fan bases, the most demanding ones, all they want is accountability. They just want you to be open and honest. I'll give you an example. Julius Randle, a perfect example of somebody that in his first year knew he wasn't doing all the right things and doing enough and working hard enough and being what he was meant to be. And then he owned up to it and he told everybody, I needed to be better, and he became better. That's what you have to do if you want people to appreciate you. If you want people to sympathize, well, it's a lot harder to do that after some of the actions you've seen. We'll see where this story goes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. And also, do the Jets and Giants, two terrible New York football teams, have a chance to win this weekend? We'll discuss. Spartan Hahn, ESPN Radio, and you can find us on the ESPN app.
TJ and Max.
At some point, that noise falls on deaf ears.
Covering the biggest stories with the best guests and plenty of opinions.
Joe Judge is giving us information that we don't want. Tell us how to win the damn game, not lose it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Protecting your small business is a big deal. Cover what you've worked so hard for. Visit progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We're going to get your calls in a moment. But, Bart, the Jets and Giants have what seems to be winnable games. All right. Carolina comes in to play the Giants. Sam Darnold back in New York, but not really against the Jets, but still. Carolina has struggled since 3-0. The Giants are coming off an embarrassing week. Joe Judge putting it on himself now, saying it's, you're right, it stinks from the head. The fish stinks from the head, right? And basically, he's saying it's on him. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying right now. And then you have the Jets coming back off the bye week and meeting with the Patriots again, this time at Foxborough, where the Patriots haven't won a game yet. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's Mac Jones, Zach Wilson. Again, can you see either of these teams getting the dub?
I mean, I think I can see maybe – I don't know. It's tough, man. I mean, I can't see maybe the Patriots going 0-5. I mean,
but if you're ever going to end this the drought at home, it's against the Jets. I mean, if you're Bill Belichick, this, you're looking at this like we're winning this freaking game.
Right, but maybe during this bye week they were able to do something, see something, you know, change the way they're going about business, and maybe they can be better. You know, what goes underreported in the first game is that the Jets ran for like 130. They ran the ball extremely well.
It was the turnovers that killed them.
Turnovers.
The defense played well, too.
So maybe they can find a way to make it competitive and have an opportunity at the end to win. So, I mean, I don't know that. Mm. But also, when you think about, you know, Sam Darnold led his team back last week, right? Yeah, I understand he stunk it up for
terrible
the majority of the
first
game,
half.
But he had a great second half.
Yep.
I just don't know what version of the Giants we're going to get. Like, are they going to come out? They're going to play well? I mean, they still have all the injuries didn't go away. You know, now they're starting to hear some of their players that are involved in trade rumors, Peppers to be, you know, and he's, I don't know, he's non-committal.
Marcus May is, which is more ironic, right? Like Marcus May wants to stay with the Jets.
Well, Marcus is just
Preppers
saying
he doesn't want to stay with the Giants.
Marcus is doing what professionals do. He's not even like he's going to say no, I want to be here, right? Where I think Peppers is being passive aggressive, where he wants to kind of, I don't know, where Marcus is saying, yeah, I want to be here. So then if I move, you guys move on from me. It's a you problem.
That's a good point.
It's not a me problem.
I'll say this about the Giants and Joe Judge. We'll learn a lot about what those players think of him by their performance. Whether they win or lose is one thing or another.
Yeah.
How they play will say a lot about Joe Judge's status, I think, with this team. Tune into Football Action Sunday. Rodgers and the Packers host the Washington football team. Coverage begins noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Back to the calls we go, and let's see. Let's go to Ryan in Queens. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Barshadamus, always cool to see you on Get Up. And Alan, awesome work on MSG. I just called just a little Knicks talk. I just want to know, and Alan, this is more directed to you, but you're really good at, especially like looking at your draft content and whatnot. What do the Knicks need to do, especially going up towards All-Star break, to acquiring more pieces to like shore up their defense or whatever, just to get better?
You know, I think the next step for this team, Ryan, isn't going to be a small deal. I think it's got to be the big one. I think there's so much depth now on this team. Yeah, it's the big one, right? There's so much depth on this team. They have a lot of pieces, and I do think that that means you can move some pieces for the next player, the big-time player that says, you know, I want out of here, or a team that's want to move on from a top player. What kind of player would it be? Would it be a point guard? Would it be a wing? You just signed Fournier. These guys you can't trade till December, so they can't do anything till after December.
Quickly, Noel, and R.J. Barrett.
Four?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's the guy. Because
Barrett looks terrific early on. Like, we'll see what happens, but – you know, everybody wants to know, well, what moves can they make to get better? The next move for this franchise to make isn't a small one. It's a big one. That's the next move for this franchise. Otherwise, the roster you have is as good as you're going to be able to put together and be competitive. Let's see. Let's go to Tony in the Bronx. Tony.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. I appreciate it.
What's up,
big
Tony?
Fan. You know, as a Bronx guy and a humongous Yankee fan, I kind of feel like the main issue is not being spoken about enough. And you might have said it, Alan, because you have a good acumen of what's going on with the Yankees. But
what's up?
Where is the emphasis and where is the accountability for the lack of player development in the franchise? All I hear about is, well, the Yankees need guys that are going to go from first to third and second to home, and they need speed and they need athleticism. But here's the problem, Alan. Every other team, and Bart – every other team in the league needs that too. So they're not giving it up. They're not trading that. They're not signing it. They're re-signing it. They're keeping it. You build that in the franchise. And it just hasn't been built.
It hasn't.
Clint Frazier was supposed to be one of those guys.
Well,
he's non-existent.
Tony, let's go beyond Clint Frazier. Bird.
We forget about Greg Bird.
Gleyber Torres is kind of plateaued, and I thought he was going to be an MVP candidate. And Gary Sanchez just has the same issues with him year after year, and you can't always just blame the player, which is they're really good at doing that. And, Tony, thanks for the call. Bar, you know this. That's what I've said is the issue with the Yankees. It ain't the manager. All right? It's the math, which the math is wrong. Get better analytics because these suck. And your player development is a problem.
Yeah.
Davey Garcia, where'd he go? I was told two years ago, watch this kid.
Where's Floreal?
He got hurt again. But it's like, where are these guys? Aaron Judge and, I mean, give me another guy that came up through the system and became a main piece star player for them.
Nope.
All right? Severino got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Montgomery?
And Aaron Hicks, man, is always injured, too.
Always hurt, yeah. Oh, that's a shame, too.
They paid him, though, $70
billion. Yeah, but it's just so that's your issue. There's no other issue. The issue is you've got to get better at developing your own players and making them better. Mo in New Jersey. Mo.
Hey, guys. Man, I want to say, you know, when your friend backstab you, it hurts more. You know, when your enemy is your enemy and that's right in front of you, you're fine with that. So with that being said, man, I think I'd rather see the Boston Red Sox win than the Astros win just because, you know, they stabbed the Yankees in the back and cheated on them.
All right, so you feel like it's the revenge factor, that's what's got you.
But wasn't Cora there?
Cora was there.
So that's a double negative over there with Boston.
But I see what Mo's trying to reason it. But I tell you what, I think Mike Grasso on Twitter had the best. He responded to us and he said this. It's very simple. We loathe the Red Sox. We hate the Astros. So you got to go Astros for now.
Yeah.
Is that the best way to put it? I mean, historically, you loathe
the history of what? Yeah, exactly.
You can't ever like them.
It's like the Astros is like new beef. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, man, let's go handle these dudes over here right quick. But these dudes have been throwing in our size for decades. Man,
new beef. I like it that way. That's pretty good. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike.
But what up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though?
Oh, that's a Detroit reference.
Yes, it is. I know.
Hey, so check this out. I got a problem with these organizations. They ain't smart enough yet. Man, be careful. Be very cautious when dealing with Rich Paul clients, man. I'm just thinking to myself, the old saying goes, one rotten apple can spoil the whole barrel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, another thing I just want to get off my chest. Am I tripping? But I'm still not convinced of my boys yet. I love them dearly, but I need 9 games. You got to win 9 games before I got there and be like, okay, cool.
So you're talking about them Cowboys, right? You're talking about them Cowboys?
Yeah, we got to win 9 games, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah, they'll get there. The problem is they have to understand that they're going to have an easier road than most people because strength of schedule. But they got to realize the same things that, you know, that they're winning and you're sweeping under the rug, like going forward on fourth down, not getting it. Clock management. Those are things that in the big games get you beat. And the problem is they don't have a lot of big games left on their schedule to understand how to perform underneath that pressure environment. And that's what they're going to have to realize, because if they do win a division, that's only going to get them a destination with either the Rams, the Cardinals, or one of those teams that can just as easily come into your house and beat you.
Listen, it's not going to be easy no matter what, because the NFC does have a lot of teams at the very top there, but you want to keep an eye now, obviously, on the Cowboys coming out of the bye, see how Dak is feeling, and see if they can build off of what they started this season, which is 5-1. It's Barton Homer, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. So we'll give you some final predictions on NFL Week 7. Talk a little bit more with you, of course, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, Bart has to tell us about his favorite company to use, and that is ZipRecruiter.
Oh, absolutely. How great is ZipRecruiter? How great is it when you get a chance to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorite from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply to your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisitions of MyDoula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says, I love the feature because we have much higher follow-through rate if I invite the candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/BART to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is ESPN Radio.
You know this or not? In the morning.
I know the hook. I know the breakdown. It's very few songs that I know the voice. The
slap shoes on my feet.
See, I know. I'll get to the hook.
Reason things went wrong. Got to find the
break it
reason
down then, huh?
My
break
money's
down.
All gone. Anyways, Sublime. And it's also Barton Hunt. It's we cold, are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Around 2:30, it just, like, I don't know what they put the air on Arctic as, like,
it's Arctic
building.
Right.
Like, bruh.
Yeah, it is.
It's I got a hoodie on cold. I'm cold.
It's cold. It feels like October. And the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action. And it's presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Bart Scott. Yeah, is there – so you're – for Week 7, your upset alert is Cincinnati and Baltimore.
And
that's your game to watch.
Kansas City.
And the Kansas City Titans game in Tennessee, and the Chiefs are favored, and it's Derrick Henry versus the worst rushing defense in the league.
So what
and yet Vegas feels like the favorite should be the road team.
It's because why? A lot of the secondary of them is just decimated. They're down to like nothing. Mm-hmm. Like from a corner standpoint,
yeah.
They had guys coming in
Tennessee.
That was basically practice squad quality special team guys that had never started in his league before.
Yeah, so. Let me see if I can get an update, though. No, we don't have an update on their injury report from today, so we have nothing to add to that. So let's go to some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. Let's keep the calls rolling here, and we go to David in Virginia. David?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just got a question for Bart. The Chargers run defense. Do you think they should go out and get a new piece, or do you think they're going to work Brandon Staley Tom Telesco are going to work with what they got coming off the bye?
Well, I think they're going to push all their chips into the middle of the table. So the problem is you got to be able to find somebody that can come in, that can understand your system, somebody that can come in and be able to pick up where you started with. You know, you're probably going to have to put somebody on practice squad if you get some of these veterans. You know, this is going to be a battle of attrition. So, I mean, if you can stash some good players that have played in this league, you know, and put them on your practice squad, much like the Ravens just went and grabbed every available former great running back, no matter how long ago they've been great, whether it was Le'Veon Bell, Latavius Murray, or Freeman, you go grab them, so then you never know when you're going to need them, so you can activate them. You know what I mean? So, like, it's not a lot of good linebackers that's just out there. I mean, it's just not a lot of good players that's out there.
Merciless just got signed by the Packers, right?
Yeah, Merciless and Jalen Smith, mm-hmm. right? He got released. That was the opportunity to grab you a good middle linebacker. Now you just – you're hoping, or you're trying to see like who's going to become a loser, or who's going to say, you
bad,
know what,
bad teams that want to move on from somebody. Yeah, yep.
Like, okay, we're not going to resign this guy. Let's see if we can get a draft pick compensation for him.
D is in Queens. Hey, D.
Hey, hello.
What up, D? You on the radio,
hello?
Man.
Yeah.
What up?
Let's go.
Oh, what's up, man? Listen, trade Kyrie for Harrison Barnes, the guy who wants to be traded. And hold
Harrison
on.
Harrison Barnes.
And Buddy Hield. And Buddy Hield, he'll balance out the Nets and make them taller.
Does the money match?
And Marvin Bagley, yeah, the 7-footer.
Yeah, Marvin Bagley is really the guy that wants out of there. And that, I mean, I just don't. I mean, they
Kyrie retired for real.
What the Nets need is rim protection. Their interior defense. I know everybody loves Claxton, but that, you know, and DeAndre Jordan doesn't have really a lot left. I don't see them trading Kyrie. I just don't. I'm telling you right now, this will set. It will re. We'll get to January 1st. There'll be a new mayor, and things are going to change. I'm telling you, mark my words, it's going to change quickly. Eli in Maryland.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I've been good. So, all right, am I wrong for this? I've been a Washington football team fan for, like, about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after everything that's been going on with, like, Dan Snyder, I think I'm just ready to cut the rope and just stop being a fan. Am I wrong for – wanted to leave teams, especially even after the ceremony with Sean Taylor. It was like actually.
Yeah, and you felt like that was cheap. Like your reasoning, though, has nothing to do with they never win. Like, you're not bailing on a team that
playoffs,
because
yeah.
of how – no, but I'm saying your reasoning isn't they're just always bad and I'm just giving up on them. Your reasoning is about you just don't like the organization, how it's run and all the issues. And, I mean, now the government wants to investigate this whole thing. Like, your reasoning, I think, Eli, is I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
He opens the door. He opens the door to come back. And if anybody needs a big man and you want a big man, just call up the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got like 5 7-footers that you can just pick from. Just pick one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Lauren Markkanen,
who takes
they got
the
Taco.
Court?
They got
tonight
Jared
you got
Allen.
The Nets and the Sixers on ESPN, and that's the question. Who takes the court first, Ben Simmons or Kyrie Irving? We shall see. But a great weekend of football, everybody. Enjoy. Bart, see you Monday.
I holla.
This is ESPN Radio.